Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
If you have ever explored the mountains of Utah, you've inevitably heard the iconic high-pitched chirp associated with Utah's yellow-bellied marmot. Sporting chubby cheeks, large front teeth, a reddish-brown tail that spins like a helicopter rotor when fleeing, a grayish-brown back, white patch of fur between the eyes, and a yellow-orange belly, these sun-loving, flower-chewing mammals exude a Buddhist-type nature, especially when compared to their frantic neighbors, the pika. Yellow-bellied marmots belong to the mammalian order Rodentia in the squirrel family Sciuridae. This family includes all species of prairie dog, chipmunk, and the woodchuck. Marmots fall under the genus Marmota. The scientific name of yellow-bellied marmots is Marmota flaviventris. Although the origin of the term marmota is not certain, one accepted interpretation stems from the similar Latin word meaning mountain mouse. Flaviventris means yellow belly in Latin. There are 15 species of marmot worldwide, all in the northern hemisphere. Most live in the mountainous areas, such as the alpine marmot found only in Europe, though some live in rough grasslands. Although commonly believed to be in the same genus, the prairie dog is not classified in the genus Marmota, but in the related genus Cynomys. When alarmed, yellow-bellied marmots emit a shrill whistle, which earned them the nickname whistle pigs by early settlers. Sometimes they make a chucking sound, which could explain another nickname, rock chuck. Yellow-bellied marmots live at average elevations of 6,000 to 13,000 feet throughout western North America. They are often found in highland meadows and steppes and almost always near rocks. Burrows are usually constructed in areas with plentiful plants which comprise the marmot's main diet. Herbaceous grasses and forbs, flowers, legumes, grains, fruits, and insects. Marmots spend the summer months sunning on warm rocks and fattening up in preparation for winter hibernation, which can last up to 8 months. Thus, they are especially plump in the fall, right before hibernation, and reach weights of around 8 to 11 pounds. They may also estivate in June in response to dry conditions and lack of green vegetation, only to reappear later in the summer when food is once again plentiful. The type of social structure of yellow-bellied marmots includes a single male with a range of 1 to 4 females. Males are territorial and aggressively protect their harem from other male marmots and small predators such as ermine. Other predators to the yellow-bellied marmot include coyotes, foxes, badgers, bears, and eagles. Females raise their annual offspring of 3 to 8 jointly with other females within the harem. Baby marmots or pups are born relatively undeveloped and require large amounts of care until they emerge from the nest 3 weeks later. Only about half of marmot pups survive to become yearlings. If they make it through the first year, marmots may live up to 15 years of age. Given that they spend about 80% of their life in a burrow, 60% of which is in hibernation, consider yourself lucky the next time you encounter a chubby, sunbathing, whistling marmot. For Utah State University Extension Sustainability, this is Roslyn Brain.
Wild About Utah is a production of Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah on UPR is made possible in part by our listeners and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University, where students and faculty promote the sustainability of ecosystems and the communities that depend on them. Information at cnr.usu.edu.